Inside a snowflake, like the one on your sleeve, lay the small town of Whoville, if you could even believe. And up on the mountain, above all the Whos, lived a nasty old Grinch and his little dog, too. One day, Cindy Lou, the smallest of Whos, taught that mean old Grinch he was special, too. And now won't you join them, this jolly old pair, as they look back on Christmas and the memories they share. It's time for Good Children, the podcast.
You're giving me horrible vibes.
I'm giving horrible vibes?
The way you were just looking at me was insane.
No, I was acting.
What were you acting as?
Who? Like a little kid.
That was not little kid vibes.
I'm giving horrible vibes.
Horrible energy. Horrible vibes from you.
Oh my God.
Today is proof that you can take a bad situation and you can make it so much worse. I mean, I feel like I've been having a tough day.
You have been having a really tough day.
It's been a tough day.
We want to talk about it?
I'm going to quickly, briefly touch on it.
Okay.
A layoff, in a way. I found out that I have to get insurance.
I'm
completely done with my prep. I guess that's really it.
I mean, that's like a triple whammy.
It was a triple wham. And then to then start applying a prosthetic face piece was shocking.
It was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I also, like, can't breathe. And that's literally...
No, I mean...
That's literally
fine. Don't worry. I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I don't have a nose.
We can't breathe. And that's...
I can't breathe or move... any part of my face besides my mouth.
Yeah, it's for the art. At least I can, like, I'm, like, mobile. I'm like,
and all I could think about is, do you think that the adhesive is going to rip out my eyebrows and my facial hair? Do you know what I mean?
Don't
that's
even
all I,
say
that's all
that.
I thought about. All I thought about.
I will say you look so good.
Don't I kind of look really good?
Are you, like...
Am I horny?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a horny... It's kind of like,
Oh my God. That's not that. You can't do that. You can't do that. God. You literally can't do that.
My grussy.
I'm literally six.
I just feel like I was born to be a Grinch. Like, yeah. I feel like this, like, I do feel like more empowered and more myself like this.
It's interesting because, like, you are somebody who I feel like is very festive and loves Christmas, but, like, in your everyday attitude, would you say
Grinch.
That you give Grinch?
I've always given Grinch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. I do feel like I'm in character right now.
Yeah, you feel really comfortable.
Isn't that... Are you freaked out by that?
I'm kind of freaked out. I hate to say, like, I also feel like...
You're feeling cozy?
Really comfortable.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You're giving, like, you're full femme. The shaved face, the blush, the foundation, the wig.
The tights. I went into Sephora. She said, what do you need the foundation for? I said... I'm going to be Cindy Lou Who. And she said, that's it.
She just said that and then what? Yeah. She like left?
She said, let me get my screen. Got me the foundation. Sent me on my way. Said, kill it as Cindy. And now we're here.
You're kind of killing it.
And now I'm killing it.
You've gotten every piece of the costume.
Yeah. So like we have the mittens. Right. We have the red stockings. We have these little like... I always wanted to wear them. I think these are so cute.
You should start wearing them.
I should start wearing them.
Yeah, it's like kind of hot.
Little, like doily socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had this basically the same exact dress. The only thing that's missing, and I ordered them, I just didn't
have the pom-poms.
Or the pom-poms.
They didn't show up in time?
No, I have. I just didn't glue them.
It's quite incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work here.
Of course.
I think that we really came together for the holidays.
And it's just like none of this... was comped.
We literally are funneling money into a sinking ship called Good Children, the podcast.
I would say it's, yeah.
Good children, good children, good children, good children. Good, good, good is good, good, good is good, good, good is children. Good children, good children, good children, good children, good children, good children.
That's one of the fucking hottest Christmas songs of all time.
All time.
Carol of Bells is an insane song.
Because you just have to repeat the same exact words over and over again. And I'm like...
I'm gagged. Why is it like an EDM remix?
Yeah.
It always has been.
Yes.
That's one of the best... What's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Is that what
have
it
you
is?
Ever been?
I have never been.
I feel like you would lose your mind.
I think I would lose my. I think my body wouldn't be able to. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to sit still and be like.
You'd be up. You'd be rolling.
I've been thinking about that and like operas lately. Like, I think I would really lose my mind in an opera.
Oh, yeah. Because of White Lotus.
Because of White Lotus.
Yeah.
Need to go.
I do feel like that's definitely something you should do alone.
Okay. That's literally fine. Like, I can do things alone. I've been doing things alone lately.
Are you having a holly jolly Christmas? Is it like Stitchy or is it Grinchy? My Grinch voice.
No, I think that's good, Joe.
It's just like not bad. It's not the best.
No,
I kind of want to be him. I kind of want to be him.
It's good enough.
Is it Jim Carrey? God, yeah. He's so fucking hot. The fact that he did that is insane to me.
The mask. He's done everything.
The Grinch especially, though. What a sexy role.
I don't think we're going to be able to get past that.
It's just a very sexy character.
It is. It's just like the hair of it all.
The hair of it all. And again, like, my hole is out right now. Like, he doesn't wear pants. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I get what you kind of mean. Like, you're in pants, but, like,
I have not on really... multiple pairs of pants right now.
I get what you mean.
But, like, if this was real life, my grussy and my hole would be on display for you.
But, like, was it really?
I don't know. But I just can only imagine that there
his
was...
His little outfit had to cover that.
Like, it should be a little if bit not, lower. Like, but either way, like, was he wearing panties?
We need the details. Was the Grinch wearing panties?
I feel like maybe.
I feel like probably not.
Oh my god, he's so hot.
Oh, that's so weird.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to a very special holiday episode of Good Children, the podcast's where hosts... Joe Hedges
and Andrew Muscarella
reflect on our 21 years of friendship growing up in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and all of the nostalgia, trauma, and Christmas mornings that entails. My favorite time of year
is Christmas.
Besides Halloween. Yeah.
I don't think it's ever too early to start.
I mean, it's late for us. It's the 13th. It's Taylor Swift's birthday.
It's Taylor Swift's birthday, Joe, and we don't even have a Christmas tree out.
No, that's the best we're going to get this year because last year's incident was a little bit fucking problematic.
I mean, because we had the Christmas tree up until March. I can't believe we were traumatized by that experience and now we don't have a Christmas
tree. Now we can't have one.
No.
Because we're lazy fucking sacks of shit. What's your favorite part about the holiday season? Do you guys know that we don't script any? Like, we just sat down. I want to talk about that really briefly. Like, we literally, the only plans we had for this episode were to do the costumes. But we have no idea what we're about to talk about.
I have zero clue.
No prep work went into this.
Zero clue.
But tell me, what's your favorite part of the holiday season?
My favorite part of the holiday season is honestly, like, the spirit that I feel. You know
what
I
mean? Do you feel it?
I do feel it. Like, every year I do feel the spirit. It's like, it's the songs in tandem with, like, the lights. You're walking around in the Christmas market.
Yeah.
You're just having... It's peaceful. I feel relaxed.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
What doesn't relax me
is Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's horrible for you.
I can't make a decision.
You can't make a decision, and it's honestly really sad to watch.
Yeah, it's in those moments, it's like it really hits me that I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, I'm really indecisive.
There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong with me, for sure.
It is unfortunate. It's like sad to see it happen in real time.
Absolutely.
It's honestly really fun to go with you to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, those little December 23rd days at Walt Whitman.
Yes.
I feel like you live like a banana republic.
The thing is, growing up, I did love a BR because of just, I was like, I can get my dad, my brother, my brother-in-law, everybody in one fell swoop. Now I'm not really going into banana. But yeah, I do love going to the... I am the person that goes to the mall right before Christmas.
Which is, and I mean, it's never fun. It's never fun, but it is part of the holiday season.
It is.
I hate to skip it. It makes me sick to skip it.
Yes. What about you? What's your favorite part of Christmas?
I don't know, you guys. I do feel a little bit grinchy this year. I just feel like the holiday season isn't what it used to be.
Why?
I just think that, like, a lot of those special magic memories I had were, like, all, you know, like, Santa-based and, like...
What do you have to say about this snow?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Can you help me out?
Yeah. Unwrapping toys and just the
you just feel like this year?
Believing.
You just feel like this year it's different?
It's just different this year.
Did you stop believing?
I found out. No, who did tell you? What was the last straw? Was it... No.
It wasn't. No, because... I was holding on for hope for old Saint Nick.
You had that hand on that hip, that finger wagging. You said Santa is real.
Real. Santa's real. And you can't tell me anything else. Because do you think that my parents... You guys, this is my literal nightmare.
I think we just leave it.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard not to burst into
the actually. No, the thing is, it's like people wanted to tell me that Santa wasn't real. And what I had to say to them was, I can't, I'm not picking, I'm not getting it. We're in the clear.
People wanted to tell you.
All these little losers wanted to tell me that Santa wasn't real. But what I had to say to them, do you think my parents could get me all of those gifts? Where are they putting the gifts? Of course, Santa is making the gifts. And told me in fourth grade, you really think Santa's real? You really think he's real? He's not real.
God, and that was Polar Express year, I almost think.
That was Polar Express year, and I was like, you clearly, you haven't heard the ringing bell. You can't hear it.
Yeah, I heard that ringing bell. Like, I was adamant on hearing the bell ringing for the rest of my life. The movie was trauma. For me, I feel like, but when did you officially say it? When did you throw
it? Sixth grade.
Same. Isn't that crazy? I don't think we ever talked about it.
We both threw in the towel in sixth grade. It was, I don't think, yeah, we both never talked. It was like literally like us coming out to each other.
Yeah, we were like,
we were just different that year.
We were just like, Santa's fake.
We're like,
we just like let it linger.
Sixth year was a crazy year for me because it was like, I realized that Santa was not real. And like, I also, it was the first year I said, fuck.
Same.
Because what else did I have to hold on to? Like, I wasn't, like, Santa wasn't watching me
anymore. So the thing is, like, Christmas and Good Children is so, our Good Children storyline is so integral to Christmas because of Santa. Because I wanted to be a good boy. I needed to be a good child. Because I need to be on the good list, not the naughty list.
Can you imagine getting coal?
No, I was sick every year. I was so afraid. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I loved presents, and I was terrified of being naughty, not nice.
Yep.
Like, that was, I think that I cared more about Santa than God, if I'm being honest. Do you know what I mean?
And this is a place of honesty. I absolutely agree.
Like, I literally think I feared the wrath of Santa Claus more than hell.
Yes.
Like, getting coal was worse than literally going to hell.
All you wanted was a little gift.
And I did get those gifts.
You got the gifts. Is your love language receiving gifts?
No, I think that it was at one point. My love language is now physical touch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like a one for me.
That used to be my lowest, and now it's my highest. It's a quality time, physical touch. Mine is... I love to give a gift. I love to receive a gift.
Do you?
No.
Receiving gifts, though, has been difficult.
It's difficult to feel. The worst feeling in the entire world was the first year that you opened gifts, knowing for a fact they were not from Santa, but you had not discussed that with your parents.
Yep.
And like, I was opening gifts being like, thanks. Like, kind of like, yeah, I know it's you and not Santa.
They're but like, why are you thanking us?
And I'm like, because...
I was like, that freaking letter from Santa is a bunch of baloney.
What letter did you get from Santa?
I used to get letters from Santa every year.
You got a letter? Absolutely. He wrote you a letter?
They wrote a letter.
You didn't write him the letter? He wrote you one?
He wrote me a letter.
What the hell was he saying to you?
He was saying,
Andrew, you've been such a good boy this year. You blah, 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 blah. You're going to receive all these gifts. I'm watching. Blah, blah, blah. Something like that.
And like a little scribble.
What if you add a little bit of blush to the tip of your nose?
Should I?
I feel like, yeah, for me, it was sixth grade. I think I've actually told this story on the podcast before, but it's seasonal, so it's worth bringing up again. Sixth grade, Mrs. Armstrong's class, first day of sixth grade, day one. I sit down in class. She's like, you guys, one of my favorite teachers. She was like, we're learning about history this year. We're learning about the Roman Empire. We're learning about like Mesopotamia. We're going to learn about Jesus Christ. He's a real person. He's not like Santa Claus. And it was like literally the first 25 seconds of sixth grade.
You had an older woman break the news to you?
Within the first 5 minutes
of middle school. Did you feel like your heart was ripped out?
Yes, because I was like, because it wasn't like, it wasn't the same as like a kid saying Santa's not real. It was an adult being like, obviously not like Santa.
And like, you're obviously going to take an adult's viewpoint. Yes. Like, they're right. Like, they're telling the truth.
And I was like, okay. And then like, that was literally like, again, the first 5 minutes of my entire middle school experience was when Santa was not real. Yeah. And then I remember saying, fuck, 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 fuck. And then I was told that you were mad that I was cursing and you weren't.
Yeah. Because I was like, Joe's saying fuck, but like it's no longer just like he's not just saying fuck once. Like, why is Joe saying fuck 55 times? Fuck a lot.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, but that was a troubling time. And then like you know me, like cookies and milk, obviously year after year. Carrots. Remember the reindeer food shit? Remember that era? It was like some sparkles you threw on the street.
Everyone was throwing those damn literally sparkles.
Distributing microplastics onto the grass.
Yeah, they're like, the reindeer love this shit.
And I was like, yeah, I
need. And whoever was supplying that was like,
I'm making bank. Cha-ching! Yep. I was obsessed with the reindeer. Obviously, I had a Rudolph era. Also hot.
Rudolph that is one, hot. That one for me is like, I do think that Rudolph is a child.
I'm talking from a child's perspective. Like,
oh, okay.
When I was a kid, I was in love with I think that Rudolph was my first crush.
Yeah. Rudolph is
gay.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Very, very clearly. Like, I think that's kind of
that I whispered it.
You whispered it as every week I say some other beloved childhood thing is gay. I think it's very clearly the point of that movie. Like, yes, he like gets with Clarice, but like that's his hag. Like, he's a gay little boy, and his dad is like, you are acting gay.
Yep.
Like, that's the whole movie. He's like, why aren't you like playing with the rest of the reindeer boys? Like, you should be playing the reindeer games. And he's like, no, I'm talk like this, and I have a red nose. Like, yeah, gay. They're like,
Rudolph, you're just different.
You're just like, different.
Yeah.
And he goes to the islands of the misfit toys. I really did really relate to Rudolph a lot as a kid. And now I'm kind of realizing why. I had so many Rudolph stuffed animals.
You did have a few.
Because they made him a Build-A-Bear. And let's talk about Build-A-Bear.
Oh.
Have you ever been happier in your entire life than the times than in which you something. Were building a bear?
No, because you go in there and you're like, hey, they have 55,000 options, and you know that you're going to put a heart in that stuffed animal. When you were putting in, did you put in any of your own, your voice?
I didn't do that shit. I wasn't that, self-obsessed.
I was doing that shit.
You were putting your own voice into your Build-A-Bear so that when you squeezed its paw, you would start speaking to yourself? People do that with, their dead grandpa.
I actually did have one. I did have one for my grandma.
Oh, see,
yeah. Now that I realize it,
it was not you.
There was definitely one for my grandma.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
That's dark. I will say every single time that you were filling that bear,
you kiss the heart, you spin around three times, you make a wish, you put the heart in that carcass, and they shove a tube in it.
It's like a sausage.
Yep.
They're literally putting.
And they go limp from them, and they're like. They're like, do you want it firm or soft? And I'm like, give me it medium firm.
That's literally mattresses.
I want it medium firm.
You walk out of there, $60 later. In
that little cardboard house for it.
And you're like, it's actually.
It's real.
That's having. I would get underwear for it.
Oh my God. They were decked out.
It had a bathrobe.
That was my favorite toy as a kid. Because again, it was unlike Pillow Pets. A Build-A-Bear sold the experience that I was holding like a living, breathing entity. That's why I still have Rudolph and Clarice on my bed in my bedroom at home. To this day.
To this day.
To this day.
What was your best gift that you've ever received?
I know, it's Bratz Ski Lodge.
It's Bratz
Ski Lodge. 100%. That was my parents weren't like, yes, get the girl toys.
Yeah.
They weren't like, slay mama, get that. They were like, are you sure you want the littlest pet shops? Like, there's Hot Wheels right here. They were trying.
I didn't make a mistake.
I want that. So it was like, for me as a kid to get the Bratz Ski Lodge, I was like.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah, I was like, this literally is all I want. Like, that was it for me.
Yeah.
And then I, like, obviously, like, I used to always, it's funny, like, I kind of wonder if this is all rooted back to each other, but I was like, I used to be like, I like playing with toys because it's like making mini movies. Like, that's what I would say to everyone. Yeah. I like having dolls because I get to, like, make movies. And I did end up recording everything.
Yeah.
Aragorn, fly, Saphira! Shh! And I'm here to like tell you about this awesome product. 100, 580, 2, 300 high rocks, high perfume today.
I have so much footage of me playing with toys.
The littlest pet shop.
The dramas.
Yeah.
The drama that I would put on with those pet shops.
They were dating, they were breaking up, there was divorces.
Oh yeah, and that's why the Bratz Ski Lodge was the house for most of it. Because I was like, it was just like amazing. It was like literally, it was like only dollhouse.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a dream come true.
You were having everybody in that mansion, or the littlest pet. It was like Gatsby's mansion. Were you Gatsby?
Yeah, but the holiday season, I used to write Santa a letter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we would drop, everybody would drop it off, no?
Right, but I don't know why he was responding to you.
No, Santa was writing me a letter when he, like, dropped off the gifts.
Oh.
He would, like, eat his cookies and then be like, thank you so much for the cookies, like.
Oh, that's sweet. See, he just pumped and dumped for me.
He was pumping and dumping.
Yeah.
He gave you nothing. No, did you have, like, the little feet on the floor?
No, he would eat the cookies, he would drink the milk. One year, because I'm psychotic and this is so me to this day, I was trying to catch him in the act. I was like, I know this shit's fake. Must have been like toward the end of my believing in Santa. And I was like, if Santa's real, I want him to prove it. And I left a digital camera next to the letters. And I said, dear Santa, if you could please take a picture of your reindeer on the camera so that I want to see what the reindeer look like. And
your dad was probably like, shit.
Fucking shit. And he did take a picture. Like, he took, like, this really blurry, like, picture of, like, lights. And I remember, like, the first thing I did when I woke up, like, I saw the gifts, so I went right to the camera. And I turned it on and, like, saw, like, a blurry, like, dark sky with, like, lights. And I was like, oh, my God, he's real.
He's real.
And, like, I just got chills saying it. It was, like, that moment for me.
Your dad is a genius.
Yeah, I mean.
My parents set up a camera on their end.
And did they?
They did.
They did it.
All you saw was like a walk past the camera.
I would freak the fuck out.
And I was like, they did it for that. They did it for the Easter Bunny. They did it for everybody. Everything. My mom would put the boots on. She would get like a little like powder. She would press it down on the like on the floor, and it would just leave a trail to the tree. So creative.
It's
so creative,
and it's so fucking sweet and cute. And like those are the memories from childhood that I think I value the most, was Christmas.
And it's sweet because like now that I have nieces, like waking up and seeing
them
like
their reaction, yeah,
out. That is what is nice.
That is,
it's like living through them. And I think that's basically what parents are doing too.
I cannot wait to make my kids believe in Santa until they're 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I will do whatever it takes. I'm going to raise Amish kids. I know it. Because like, I don't want them on TikTok. I'm not going to let my kids use the fucking internet. There's like 8-year-olds with iPhones. Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
It is really, it's
like, that is
wild.
Not going to happen. No. I don't care if my kids are social outcasts.
But like, think
and
about
rejects.
You. Like, you were a product of the internet. Like, you love, I mean, not at the beginning, but like.
I kind of was. I had unfettered access to the internet since I was 18 months old.
And look at you now.
And look at me now. I don't want to repeat this.
Like, you don't want them to be dressed up in a Grinch mask at 26
unemployed
years old?
At 26, applying for Medicare to get prep? No. I do think if I had less access to the internet, I would have just gone to, like, business school.
Yeah.
And stayed. Me? I did go.
I had less access to the internet.
Yeah.
Not by...
Yeah.
By just by choice.
And unfortunately...
I went to business school.
And I could, you could have just been normal. And I corrupted you. It's a shame.
Isn't that just crazy?
Isn't it crazy that you could have just been like a normal person? You could have been a normal guy.
I could have been a normal Republican.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, I would say it's Elf. Although, like, I did recently watch Elf again, and I was kind of like,
Elf is not the sleigh it thinks it is.
I was kind of like, huh.
It's fun.
Home Alone is always a classic. That's more of like a snow day.
Yeah.
There's a snow day Home Alone is on.
Okay. Any time of year. It could be like February.
Yeah, absolutely.
Home Alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just because there's Christmas in it doesn't mean I only can wait for Christmas.
See, for me, I can only watch that sort of film in the month of December.
Interesting.
My favorite is actually The Grinch. Yeah. And Christmas with the Cranks.
I was going to mention Christmas. Can we watch that?
Yeah, I would love to. And then, honestly, that leads into my story. It was the collective trauma that we all experienced that year. And I hate to bring everyone down with this, but I have to tell it.
You do have to tell this.
It's the story of the hour.
It's Joe's holiday party.
It's Snowchella. It is, like, we've had our Joe-chellas. This year, it's a holiday party. It's simply Snowchella. The theme is dress as an iconic character from a holiday film.
Yep.
I dressed as Nora Crank from Christmas with the Cranks.
Yes,
not
did.
Nora. No, yeah, Nora Crank.
Yeah, you did.
Honey baked ham in tow, wig, incredible outfit. I did get a spray tan for it. That one
missed me.
It missed
me. But you looked
as well.
Good. Like,
it
you were
very,
glowing.
Oh, she does get the tan. They do the tanning. Like, that's why I got the spray tan.
Who did I go as? I don't even remember.
You went as Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Lazy costume.
So
lazy costume. Not even a wig.
It was last minute.
Yeah, but you, like, knew about the party for a long time.
Yeah, but, like, I think that, like, there was, like, a stressor for me there.
That party, again, if you don't know what a Joe-chella is, it's about 15 to 25 people max. It is like my closest friends and then a few other people. And this one was hosted, since it was Snowcella, Joecellas were usually outside, Snowcella was in my parents' basement. Obviously there's a step and repeat. Obviously yep. There's merch. Obviously I spent maybe 2 weeks paycheck from BuzzFeed on decor for the basement. It looked so fucking stunning.
It was beautiful. It was a winter wonderland.
It was a winter wonderland, to say the least. To say the least. And like every good winter wonderland, there needs to be some horrific accident that no one who experiences it will ever leave the same person they were upon when they walked in. And
I don't even know, like, Joe, like, it shouldn't have been legal. Like, it really, like, looking back on it, what happened to all of us there is funny in retrospect. But, like,
it was dark.
It was really dark.
And what it was that I thought it'd be a funny idea to hire a Grinch impersonator to show up and surprise everyone at the party.
Yeah.
He did look exactly like this.
Yeah.
Almost to a T, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that he looked great.
He looked great. So it's probably like 45 minutes into the party. There's not a lot of people there yet. The Grinch is 10 minutes out. I am like, holy shit, what the fuck do I do? I delegate all responsibility to our friend Rachel, who then has to take control because I'm hiding. I'm actually binge drinking in the basement.
Yep.
So the Grinch arrives. He brings with him a Cindy Lou Who handler of sorts.
I would say of sorts.
All of our friends are now like terrified for their lives. No one wants this to happen. Everyone has social anxiety. No one wants to meet the Grinch. He comes down the steps. The music cuts out. He's like, how you doing, kids? And then slowly he realizes it's an adult party and code switches and goes like, how are you cocksuckers doing tonight? And everyone's so scared. And the tension builds so fast. Like, no one, like, if we were really fucked up, different story, but it was early on.
A horror movie. It was like a horror movie because we have this older man in a Grinch costume calling us cocksuckers to our face. Something that.
He fucking points to Cindy Lou and is like, I'm here with Busty Lou Who. We're here to fuck up the party.
Busty Lou Who shows up.
Busty Lou Who and the Grinch are just continually like throwing like a fuck, slut, cock, like every graphic sexual term you could think of.
I'm standing in the corner.
I'm also hiding.
What's going? I don't think anyone was near them.
No, everyone was acting as if this wasn't happening. Like, we were all just praying it would go away. Within 45 minutes, I made Rachel pay him out and say, please leave. And she paid him. She got him out of there. And very recently, he unfollowed her on Instagram. Years later.
That was like, he took a creative liberty on that one. That was improv.
Appreciate people who take risks.
That was his improv
walking
group.
Into a basement party full of sober young adults and calling them cocksuckers is one of the biggest risks you can ever take.
Yeah, because you don't know who you're dealing with. And like, little did he know.
It was a bunch of cocksuckers. Yeah, that night was, I mean, a Snowcella is always a holiday I enjoy. I bleached my eyebrows for the next one.
Yeah, you did.
I'm gonna look just like Jeffree Star.
Oh, that honestly feels like a relief.
Those were just, I mean, they really were amazing.
I can't wait to bring them back.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
I think it's gotta be My Only Wish This Year by Britney Spears.
It is a good one.
That's my favorite one. It's always spoken to me.
Kelly Clarkson is, I think, the queen of Christmas.
Okay. I can't say anything bad about Kelly, but I don't necessarily love her Christmas music.
I love the fact that, I mean, also, like, I've been singing it lately, but Snow in California. I think it's a really underrated Christmas song.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I do like Ariana's. I like Christmas and Chill. I just don't know, again, if it's necessarily nostalgic to me. I don't even need nostalgia. I just need it to really have a purpose. And like, my only wish this year, like, that song gets
had a purpose.
Me. Yeah, in my opinion.
Santa Baby, did it have a purpose?
Oh, yeah. Santa Baby always freaked me out because I was like, I'm a kid. Why are you horny?
Yeah.
Like, I was always like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, this is a Christmas. Like, this is time for.
And then I was like, should I be horny for Santa?
I'm like, should I be fucking Santa Claus?
And then now looking back on it, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Baby, It's Cold Outside. Controversy.
controversy.
This is when we get canceled.
Yeah.
What do you feel about it?
Why are you going to put it on me first? What do you got to put it on me first?
Okay, because I just felt like I was talking a lot, but I'll talk about it. I was the first to throw a brick. I was the first to say,
I think fuck, you broke the baby, news
it's
to
cold
me.
Outside. Like, fuck this song. Like, this is horrible. Upon hearing some other people's opinions on the internet, I kind of like it now. I know. I don't like it.
Explain,
if it is,
I think that you need to explain and educate.
Well, I mean, this is my opinion and, like, it doesn't really matter. But I think that, like, upon my research and upon probably a Tumblr post I read in 2014, like, it's not about, like, convincing someone to sleep with you. It's more like, that's the kind of flirtatious energy that you had to bring in that time period, because it was like, oh, like, I really can't stay, because, like, a woman couldn't say she was going to stay.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously she's like, oh, wow, like, it's getting dark. It's getting deep out there. Like, I should really be going home. And he's like, do you have to?
Baby, it's cold outside.
And, like, but if you interpret it the opposite way, I'm on your side. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. But if you choose to interpret it as, like, these are two adults, like, having consensual, like, weird sexy banter, I think I relate very much to the baby.
I agree.
I think I'm very much baby and baby, it's cold outside. That's so me.
It's cold outside.
I love to be like, I love to threaten to leave.
Yeah.
I'm always like, no, I have to, I really have to go.
And you're like, no, don't go, Joe, don't go. And you're like,
I'm like, no, oh, like, my sister will be suspicious.
Do you want to talk about the elephant in the room?
Which one?
Christmas shoes.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please.
Why was I streaming that
every year, over and over again? One of my favorite Christmas songs.
One of my favorite, and it, like, makes me sick to my stomach. I forcing myself to a place to, like, cry over my mother?
Yeah, cry over the loss of the eventual loss of my mother. Yeah, it's crazy.
Who was still alive? And, like, was, well, like,
literally fine.
I was like, okay.
And I was like, no, I guess she's gonna die one day.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna have to buy her shoes.
It. Yeah.
And the music video is even worse.
The thing is, like, what I respect about that song is it's like someone walked into that studio and said, I'm gonna fuck up everyone's day. Like, I like a person who's able to be like, I know I'm ruining the mood. I know I'm being a Grinch, but I'm still gonna do it.
He said there's more than one Sarah McLachlan here.
And then it became a film. The Christmas Shoes.
I didn't see the film.
I'm passing on that one.
I didn't see the film on that one.
I feel like something that I deeply miss now as an adult is, like, the glamour and sexiness of, like, an elementary school chorus concert. Like,
yeah.
That was something that I really, really valued as a kid.
Like, showing up in your, like, sexy suit.
Like, your white button-down shirt, your black slacks, your black shoes, and sometimes a tie.
Sometimes a tie, knowing that afterwards you're going to Friendly's.
Yes!
You're like, I'm going to get through this concert because it's Friendly's. The thing is about a elementary school, they were getting really creative. They were getting, we had props.
Snow day.
And I was serving. I was literally like, I was in that moment, like, star. I was meant to do this.
I'm a star.
I was meant to perform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, our poor parents, my head is pounding.
Oh, grow up. I guess it's like we should keep the Christ in Christmas and, like, talk a little bit about religion.
Okay, let's talk about religion. Religious education when it
comes to I'll never forget Jesus. The day I jerked off on Christmas morning.
And you walked into church and you felt... Oh, did you go to church?
That was something that I lucked out about. My parents never... I didn't grow up in that religious of a household. Yeah. I really do think that's why Santa fucked me up more.
Yeah.
I didn't go to church. I went to church, like, once a year at max. And it was, like, usually for an occasion. Like, it was, like... Oh, a confirmation or, like, a baptism. Like, it wasn't, like, I did not go to church on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Or Easter.
We were going to church on Christmas.
Do you still?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that thankfully never happened for me.
But you jerked off on Christmas morning, and then what?
I was like, it's like, I've doubled down on what I shouldn't be doing. Like, he has to be fucking pissed, and I am going to hell.
Yeah.
So that did put a damper on that one. That was probably, like, seventh grade.
You're like, Santa, ready to give me gifts.
No, I don't think I was jerking off and believing in Santa at the same time. Like, I hope to God that was two different instances in my life. How many years... I'm going to skip over God. Okay, how many years of your life have you spent wanting to develop and produce a Christmas album?
Oh, Joe, I would say probably since I was 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I feel like it's still in the works. It's definitely something
it's in development.
Like, it's definitely in development for sure. I like just like wanna, I need a duet. We should do a duet.
Obviously. We're doing Baby It's Cold Outside.
We're doing Baby It's Cold Outside. I know that you had a full song for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but like you had a few. I
found a lot.
You had a few songs.
I have obviously, that's the difference.
Between the light behind you is going crazy this time. I had to say something.
I covered every single song on Taylor Swift's Sound of the Seasons. At like maybe 10, and I found all of those videos.
Would you still want to kiss with that mistletoe? What would happen if God would never...
I'm hoping for a Taylor's version so I can release Joe's version.
Yep.
And then Christmas of a Lifetime is an iconic
I still song. Think, Joe, that could be released.
I do think that, like, I've always been like, why haven't I? Just, it's just like, I think everyone just like probably secretly really wants a Christmas album. Like,
because again, it goes back to the feeling. Like, you, especially when I'm singing Christmas music, I'm like, don't get me started on Believe. Don't get me started on Believe.
By whom? If you just believe
Josh Groban.
Right. Yeah. You love Josh Groban.
I did love Josh Groban. It was the belt.
What?
It was the belting.
Oh, I thought he was wearing like a fancy belt. That last week of school before Christmas break, you couldn't tell me shit.
You couldn't tell me shit. And the teachers are also like, what fucking movie am I going to play today?
And it's like Elf. And those half days you would get. Oh my God.
It was like the countdown to Christmas was just something else.
It was like, we don't incorporate that anymore. People need to start being really fucking riled up.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be riled up this year.
Yeah,
I want to be freaky.
Should we start taking half days?
I'm going to start taking... I might start taking half days for my unemployment. And, like, go to,
and
like...
And start hyping ourselves up. Let's start watching a movie at, like, 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Being like... But only cozy. Watching 40 minutes of it.
Yes.
Being like,
yes. Okay, we'll have to and then go up. To the next class and you watch the same exact movie. In the same 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
Yeah. You're like, okay, perfect.
Everyone was playing Elf. And I was like, okay, everyone. Great.
Sometimes you're in, like, history and it was like...
Like, the Jesus story. Which is always like...
You're like, this one...
Like, this doesn't hit.
Yeah, this one's not
this. Isn't hitting the way you think it is.
This isn't Buddy.
Would you fuck Santa?
Oh, jeez.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, especially... his firm, round belly that shook when it laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
And, like, everyone was, like, sitting on his lap.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
I think the Wii did change my life.
Yeah, traumatizing ways.
Traumatizing, but also in incredible ways. Like, I was loving everything about the Wii, but it was the one year that I realized that Santa wasn't real. So, like, Santa didn't produce the Wii. Oh. That was sixth grade. And that was the one thing that I asked Santa for, and I got it.
Wait, how did you find out Santa wasn't real? Did we talk about that? Did we ever cover the...
What happened was, like...
That got dialogue into fourth grade.
Never left my mind.
Right, yeah.
So as I started then looking at Christmas through a different lens, I started to realize maybe Bobby was right. And that was tough on me. No one specifically told me.
Right.
But I did see a few lingering gifts. Oh, and then I saw them under the tree. And I saw it from Santa.
Oh, my
God. And, like, say what you want to say, but...
It was hard. It was hard. It's hard. It's so really fucking hard. Sad.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is like,
and I felt so fucking ungrateful. I was like, oh yeah,
thanks,
thank you, I love this Wii.
Yeah, miserable.
Can't wait to play it.
The worst feeling in the entire world. Yeah. And it's like, that's where you're like, do I want my kids to grow up with the idea of Santa and then like be that heart soul crush?
It's literally heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It's their, that was my first heartbreak with Santa not being real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I want my kids to go through that? Or do I want them to like, do I want to be like, and then when you turn like 9, like Santa is like a thing for like kids who are younger, but like you get to be Santa. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
interesting. What's that?
I don't know. I just, like, toss that idea around. Like, you know, like, you get to, like, everyone is Santa, basically. I feel like that's what my mom ultimately kind of explained to me. She was like, we're all Santa. Like, you were, like, you know, like, we're all doing the thing that, like, Santa does. Like, you give the gifts. Like,
spreading holiday cheer.
What's going on in front of us today?
Oh,
what's going on in front of us. Okay, so I made a little board, and what I made was some brownies. I have this cream, you guys. It's a cool whipped cream, but I melted the white chocolate candy cane Hershey Kisses. I folded it into the Cool Whip. And then on the side, we have some crumbled or chopped up Hershey Kisses and some candy canes. What we're gonna do here is we're gonna build our own brownie peppermint bark.
I'm so freaking excited.
It's charcuterie. It's
for adults, and you get to basically enjoy the charcuterie. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking excited. I think that this is like perfect for a holiday party.
I agree.
You show up with this, I'd be dead.
I agree. Oh.
No, because like,
I don't even know what to say, you guys, because
this is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my entire life.
The thing, okay, with the brownie, what I wanted to do was put it in a bigger pan. So it got thinner than normal. The cream, the way that the cream and the brownie go together.
No, it's insane.
The reason that I wanted to add a little bit of the peppermint on top is because I felt like there needed to be a crunch element here.
Uh-huh.
So much soft, we need a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can take it next step too if you want it in drizzle.
What are you going to drizzle?
Like a fudge.
That's lovely.
It's all over that mask.
No.
No, it's just a little bit. At this point in my life, I'm kind of like, and I hate to be really on brand, it's just like, where are you, Christmas?
My world is changing. I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too?
Where are you, Christmas?
Okay. And with that, it's time for
the girls' room.
Today's question is,
what's at the top of your Christmas list this year?
Top of my Christmas.
What's the gift you want? It could be metaphorical, it could be physical, it could be literal. What is the thing that you want Santa to bring you this year?
I think Santa, like, I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Like, what does that mean?
Santa baby coming down the chimney. You know what I mean?
You want Santa?
No, like I want love.
Okay. Yeah, you know? My only wish this year.
My only wish this year.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's for 2023. That's also a New Year's resolution. And it's, the ball is literally in my court.
Yeah, I mean, but you're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there.
Check your DMs.
My DMs are literally...
If Santa could give me one gift this year, it would be an amazing partner for Good Children to sponsor season two. So if you're listening and you work for any sort of company
that
has money to throw around and wants to put it towards two crazy kids who are about to start production on their second season of Good Children, let us know. Email us at goodchildrenpod@gmail.com.
And all I'm going to say to add to that is, Joe, since we're doing boards of the week, if anybody wants us to, like, feature an item.
If you have some prosciutto, if you have some crackers, if you have any kind of cheese, any kind of meat at all, any sort of sweet.
Chef Danielle, we're coming for you.
We're coming for Danielle. She knows.
She knows.
But anything at all. Like, if you think that if it would make sense in a board, or if you just want to, if you want us to just enjoy it behind the scenes, we'll also do that. Yeah. But if it makes sense for us, we're going to put it on the camera.
Absolutely.
So hit us up.
Let's do it.
And I guess that really is...
That's really the end.
You know exactly where to find us.
On Instagram, at Good Children Pod. On all platforms, at Good Children Pod.
All platforms, at Good Children Pod.
And I hope everybody has...
I'm on Instagram, at Joe Hedges. JoeHegYes.
I'm on Instagram, at Andrew Muscarella. MuscarellA.
Yeah, I guess I hope everyone has a very happy holiday season. Merry whatever you celebrate.
Yes.
And a great new year.
Yes.
We'll see you in 2023. Or we'll see you on Patreon.
Now turning the corner is Joe Hedges on his Give a Gift Foundation float, singing the song, Christmas of a Lifetime. Let's welcome Joe.
Christmas time, filled with laughter, smiles, and bright eyes, bills
take a chance, a path to run into the past when we come to the beginning of a lifetime. Whoa, Christmas time is here.